actually sorry. I'm actually really sorry. I feel so bad now. Like, I feel so bad. I don't know why it just went off. I have no clue.
It's been the most disjointed interview ever, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
I'm really sorry. We actually got, I'm going to do another one. I've got to make it up to you. I'm really
good.
Sorry.
Yeah, I want
to
do another one.
No, we'll do another one. I'm really sorry about that. Like, I have no clue why my phone just died and then went back on.
Do you have a charger in your car? On,
yeah, but it's on 80%. It's on 80%. It just died. And I have no clue. It's a new phone as well. I've got to take it back. Anyway, I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry. But, all right, let's carry
it's
on.
It's fine.
But yeah, so with your overseas gigs, what countries do you want to DJ in? What cities? What's the plan?
Oh, well, it's got to be like Dubai and Ibiza for me.
Well, I mean, if Nana taught you, that's easy for you.
Well, I'm hoping to move to Dubai very soon. So
okay.
Yeah.
So that's the plan for you to move.
It's always been a future plan. It's always been a future dream, but we'll see what happens, because with the whole lockdown, no lockdown, we don't know what will happen with work and stuff after. But it's something that definitely going to be pushed forward. So yeah.
Why do you want to move to Dubai?
Because it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful country I've ever been to, and all my mates are there. They're all my mates, Nana.
Oh, okay.
It just looks like quite a good scene, and I feel like I want to be a part of that scene as well. But I still will be back and forwards from here. My family and friends are here, so I don't know. Well, it's not even really planned, but yeah.
But like in the next year, so like in the next year you'll probably be there.
Well, probably sooner than that.
So what are we talking? By December you're gonna be there.
I don't know what's happening. I don't even know if we're allowed to fly, so I'll keep you updated. I'll tell you the next.
Well, we can't fly, but it's just you gotta self isolate for 14 days. That's kind of it. Like from now, to be honest, there's still flights going now.
I just,
like, even throughout this period, but it's just you gotta self quarantine.
I don't think some countries are letting people from Britain in, are they? Because of how bad.
No, like the holiday destinations. Yeah, like Zante. And dumb countries are not actually allowing Brits in anymore, because they're seeing what's going on. They're seeing our numbers are... I don't even know what our numbers are. But
it was bad. Really, it was the worst, I think. Horrible.
Yeah, we're still the worst. We're still the worst in Europe.
How? We're like the smallest little country. Idiot.
Because we don't take anything seriously. Like, I'm sorry. I know I'm out, but 4 months of... I haven't been out. I haven't done anything. And like, we're doing a social distance friend thing, but yeah, like that's the only time I haven't seen anyone in 4 or 5 months, so it's mad.
Oh, it's been tough.
And like, it is tough. Like, I can't lie, and especially for people who, let's say you have a really small circle and they don't see each other often and stuff like that. And like, for me, I'm all right because I'm always out socializing. Mm. So in that sense, I'm not really like upset, because I think I'm taking it for granted. I think it's taught me a lot that going out is actually a big thing.
Yeah.
Like having the tight-knit friends and everything. But it's getting to the point where mental health is a big thing now.
Massive.
That a lot of people who cannot see one, family, two, friends, like whoever, boyfriend, husband, whatever. Like, so it's just, yeah, I think it's a massive thing now. And I think it's got to be lifted to the point where we can do things and we can go out.
It is,
stuff,
it's awful. We've all had our freedom taken away from us, and I think that's the one thing going forwards that I will appreciate more. I think we all will, is just having the freedom.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
To go out, and even if you're not spending any money or going out, just meeting up with someone in the car and going for a drive or having a chat.
You know what? Just going to the park today felt like a holiday. It's weird. Like, I felt like I was going on holiday. Like, I was packing a bag with like my food, and I'm like, I'm going on holiday today, kind of thing. Dressing up, yeah. Like, it's weird, but you know what? That's how it's gonna be. I was just discussing it with my friends just now. Like, this summer is just gonna be the park meetups, the barbecues, garden parties, kind of thing.
Because when before you're old enough to go out and do things, you find
this is what we were doing anyway.
You find yourself going to the park, having a couple of drinks, and you're so desperate to get out. But now it's like we're going. It's like I was sat in the garden with my mates, like just being silly and having a drink, and it's like I feel like a child again. It's great. Like it is good. It is good. You take the little things. It's the little things you take
funny,
for granted.
It's funny, you know.
They're free. They're the free things in life. The free things in life. Yeah.
Definitely. So, what's the best restaurant / club in Dubai?
I don't know, you know, because I haven't spent enough time there to actually be able to tell you what's the best.
Yeah.
But
if Nana's still in, if he's still in,
ask Nana. Nana would be the best place.
Yeah, he's
But when he'd be the best person to ask. But when last time I was there, we went to White Dubai. And that club is absolutely amazing. I would recommend it to anyone if you're visiting Dubai for the first time. Go to White.
Wonder what Krish is whipping. I thought, Raymond, you already know, I swear. But anyway.
Hi, Raymond.
But no, you know what? Like, Dubai, if you move to Dubai, I'll be jealous anyway. Because I'm jealous of all of them lot in Dubai now.
Come over. Like, the Instagrams look amazing, don't they?
I can't just leave like that. I can't just leave like that. Yeah, I feel like I could just leave and just pack my bag and go, like, oh, yeah, let's go. I've got to have a plan, like, I can't just cut
the Dubai DJs, their Instagram has just sold me this life that I feel like I want to live. Like, it's sunny, it's beautiful, it just looks so clean, like, oh, wow, it just, yeah.
I'm just looking at Charles's story each day, like, I'm like, I wish I was there. Like, you know, like, over there, yeah, I mean, I was speaking to Joe about it, and he was saying that living is actually more, I don't know what, I think he's saying living's more expensive there, but, like, travel is cheaper and everything. But I think living's cheaper out there, because 250K over here will get you a small flat, 250K over there will get you a free bedroom with a pool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and the sun.
That's what I want. I want that sort of stuff. And the weather, yeah. Like, I think, I don't know, I like, from hearing from the other DJs, the opportunities there are good as well. But I don't know what, obviously I haven't been there to DJ, so I don't know. But I think over here, especially in London, it's crazy. Game is oversaturated.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because I think, like you said, there are so, going back to a comment before, like, there are so many DJs now, which is great. But it is hard to, it is hard to break in and get your opportunity to get the gigs or to progress. So, yeah, we just got to all keep trying to do what we do and support each other. Like, we have to support each other. That's the most important thing. I've had so much support from, like, Nana and all the other DJs as well, like Nana mainly. But yeah, if it hadn't been for, like, people like him and that saying, like, oh, you know, if you need help with anything, just message me any time of the night. I help you, even something as simple as not being able to work something on the controller when you get your first controller. Like, it's easy to give up, but yeah, the support's brilliant. Like, we actually have a really nice community of DJs. Like, it's good. It's nice.
You know what? This period has helped me a lot to realise that as well. Like, I know it's difficult because I know that once money comes into play, there's a lot of competition and people are kind of more greedy for it. But during this period, it's, like, helped a lot of other DJs as well to kind of find that sense of community. Because it is. In general, there is a community.
Yeah.
Because if we don't all work together, like, where are we all going to get? Like, we ain't going to get anywhere if we don't work together.
Exactly.
And, like, people who are higher up as well still had to work together to get to where they were.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they didn't just get, no one just handed them, oh, you can work with Ministry of Sound now, or you can work with whoever.
No, everyone grafts. We all put in our graft, don't we? In different ways, but
yeah, definitely.
It's nice. That's, again, another good thing for lockdown is, like, I've connected with you and so many other people that I wouldn't have done before, because we'd just be so busy doing our own lives. So we've had a chance to breathe, but now we're all ready to get back out there.
Definitely. Okay, so what's one thing you've learned in the DJ kind of scene in general? Like, what's one thing you learned in DJing kind of thing during this period? And then what's one thing you've learned in general?
Did you mean in lockdown? Something I've learned in lockdown?
Yeah, in lockdown. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to produce, so yeah, Logic. I've started on that. I mean, I'm quite a bit slow, don't know what half of it does, but I'm starting to put, like, mixes. I do a radio show now as well, so I've been editing that and using it for that, and I've got ideas for songs, so yeah, for me, it's something if anyone who's listening that knows me, for the last 2 years, I've said, I'm going to learn to produce this year, but I'm actually learning now. So, yes.
So we need to pop a bottle now. We got to pop a bottle for that.
Not yet. Wait till I actually put something out that's all right.
When the track comes,
we'll go out.
Definitely. I'm waiting to go out, to be honest. Like, it's weird. Like, I never really miss clubbing like that. But now I'm like, yeah, now I'm missing it.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. You take it for granted.
There's some memorable things. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so what's your kind of take on... So a lot of artists are dropping a lot of things during this time. Do you think it's the right time for them to do it? And what are you going to play after quarantine? Because, like, some of these songs are going to be, what, 5-6 months old when the clubs come back. So, like, yeah. Are you going to stay safe and play what you used to play in the clubs? Or do you think you're going to put these in your sets?
This is a really good point. So I think it's great that people have been putting out music because, obviously, they've had time to make the music and they're excited to get it out. And what better time than ever to put it out when everyone's on their phones listening because they're bored.
Yeah.
Podcasts, radio shows, music, all everything, even live streams. Like, I think it's great that, like, a lot of us have jumped on that, and because we're all trying to, like, get out there and push ourselves. So I think that has been good. But then, yeah, you're right. When it comes to going back out to play, it is interesting because there are some things now that were literally just popping off in the clubs that got to play once, and then it's been like the TikTok, yeah, like a lot of the TikTok songs and stuff, they've kind of blown up and no one's got to play them out yet. So yeah, it will be interesting, but I think depending on where you're playing and that first gig, I think you'll be able to tell it what you're being booked for, and then what's the right direction to go with that. So I have had so much time to download some music, and wow, I've got some like big tunes I've found. I can't wait to play out. Like, I mean, they might not get the reaction I think they're gonna have, but I'm gonna try and play everything, just see what happens. Some it will stick.
How long did it take you to crowd read? Did that come naturally to you, or was it taking time, or?
It's something that I understood quite quickly, but it took me a while to get it right. So I could see something was going wrong, and I knew I needed to switch it up. And then, yeah, it was kind of, I've learned probably the last year, but I'd say very well, to be quick, as in like one song change. When I first started, I was playing house music. I was like, oh, I need to mix into R&B. And I'd be like 15 minutes going down the BPM song by song, you know, like trying to change the mood. But like, you learn, now it's not working. I'm going to throw this track out there. If that's not working, I'll throw that one out there. So yeah, I think I've learned the hard way, but yeah, it is important. At least you can see when it's going wrong. So
Definitely. Like, I mean, when people are starting to sit down, you're like,
the dance floor's empty, and you're like, oh, maybe I should stop playing techno.
So, would you want to be an artist tour DJ, or would you want to be a resident DJ and the artist comes down and you DJ for the artist?
Again, the first bit.
So, would you want to be an artist tour DJ, so tour around with them, or would you want to be the resident at the club and they come down?
Tour, yeah, because I love traveling and getting to see the world and meet different people and different club experiences. Yeah, 100%. Got it.
Do you think there's a right timing for that, or do you think if you get given it, just take it?
Yeah, if you get given it, just take it. I've learned that. What are you waiting for, innit? Just do what you've got to do.
Okay, so I'll turn that on its head as well. And, like, say if you weren't even an established DJ and you hadn't built your brand up and you went in for it, no one's going to know who you are, so they're just coming to see the artist. So, how, like, would you rather build your name up first so that you get this many following and blah, 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 and people are coming to see both of you? Like, with Charlesy, people are coming to see both him and Tiny, not just Tiny.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. If I was given an opportunity tomorrow, I wouldn't turn it down and say I need to build on myself to then do something. Yeah. I just take it and then just hope that it all works out for the best and I build it along the way. Because, yeah, I think life, this year's gone so fast. Like, these last couple of years are going so quickly. And, yeah, just got to keep moving forwards.
What plans did you have for this summer?
Well, just before lockdown, actually, I was meant to go to Dubai for holiday, and I had some work as well. I was meant to DJ as well. So that was the first part of summer. And then I think I hadn't had it booked, but I was definitely going to go to Ibiza for a holiday and maybe see if I could DJ as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I had a lot of gigs that obviously have been like postponed for the time being. And I was also meant to be part of there's a new like horse racing thing called the Racing League. So it's a little bit like football, so you're kind of betting on a league groups of horses rather than just like one. So it's a completely new concept that's come, and that was meant to launch this year, and I was meant to obviously tour with them and be a part of that. But I think that they're gonna do the horse racing league all next year now, so sadly that didn't happen. But fresh year and just go again. So
you know what, it's just crazy, this period, you know, like when I was speaking to people, when they kind of knew this was reality was when like they booked, like one night they woke up one morning and they just saw all their bookings were just cancelled. Like it's mad how everything moves so quickly.
It is, because we work so hard to get all these bookings, and then next minute, like, we're just sat at home, like, you're in the same boat, it's never got no income, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just, we're just waiting, aren't we, and trying to make as much of the time as we can. I think we've been quite productive. I mean, you're doing all your interviews, and I've got my show, which I would never, my show I never would have done ever if I hadn't been at home. So, yeah, I just can't wait for us to go back to work and start earning again.
Okay, so with your radio show, like, I'm going to ask this question. Do you think radio is dying out, or do you think it's still a big thing?
Oh, I don't know. I never even heard anyone say it dying out. I never heard anyone say that question before. I think it's quite big. Well, for me, anyway, I always listen to the radio. I always listen to Radio 1 quite a lot, and there are...
Yeah.
There are different shows from different people with different genres and stuff that it's been part of like my DJ homework for the last couple of years, is to listen to get music and be up to date with certain stuff. So for me, I think it's okay. I don't know. But then a lot of things are going online now. So is it growing? I don't know. I couldn't say.
But like, do you also think it's just due to genre as well? Because I know that the house DJs on radio are getting more listens than R&B hip hop.
Are they?
Because I think so. Well, personally, I think so. Because with the R&B hip hop side of things, the new songs are going to come out on Spotify. And I think they come out on Spotify quicker than the house. It might be, I don't know. Maybe it comes out quicker. I don't know. What do you think?
I didn't even know that. It's interesting.
I'm just trying to like see where radio is kind of going. Because I know everything's going online. I know a lot of people doing podcasts and stuff like that. So it's like, where is it going kind of thing? And I feel like once you've got the legends like Annie Mac, Tim Westwood, Sloth, like all of them lot leaving radio, I don't know where it's going to go after that. That's the thing. It's like they've paved the way.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, where are we going from that? That's the kind of thing I'm like looking at. Because I know that the platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Mixcloud is where most people get in their songs now.
Yeah. Well, think of it like this. Before they were like the godfathers and godmothers in the radio, there was someone before them. So people are going to always kind of change. It's always going to change and people will fill the roles.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you. You're doing an amazing job at all these interviews. Like, you might be the next like big chat show person.
I was thinking of making like a portfolio of this and trying giving it out to like Capital Extra or something like that, just seeing what happens.
100%. Why wouldn't you? It's brilliant platform for you. And what was I gonna say? Yeah, with everything going online as well, like people now have the time to listen to podcasts. Like, podcasts were popular before, but now people, like, for me, I listen to a few, but now I've actually got time. I'd rather listen to a podcast sometimes than listen to music. So with the direction that it's going, I think it could be bigger than ever, because it's not, you're not just listening to music. And now, before it was, you listen to the radio and it would be a mixture of all sorts. But now, if you really just like a certain genre of music, you don't have to worry about listening to all the other stuff you don't like. You can go and find a show, you can go and find your favourite DJ, you can go and find your favourite footballer, like Crouchy does his podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think it's an exciting platform, and you should jump on it.
No, the thing is, I won't jump on the podcast, because Stylus or Stylo, like however you want to say him, but I call him Stylus, to be honest. But yeah, he's doing the podcast. I know a lot of DJs are doing that, and I don't want to jump on it, because I've had two DJs, I'm not going to name names, jump on what I'm doing, but they haven't done the same thing that I'm doing, because because I've now established this path, no one's going to go to them about it. But that's why I don't want to do the podcast. Like, obviously, I'm not trying to say, oh, I shouldn't do it because someone's doing it. But during this period, it's like, I found my niche now, and I think I just want to stick
with
that.
Yeah, yeah, your niche is amazing. And I meant, like, you should take this to radio or somewhere or something. Mm. Like, you should take what you've got here, and you should take that forwards. Yeah, of course. Like, I think what you're doing is brilliant. Like I said, I feel very privileged to see all the big names that you've interviewed, and you're interviewing me today, so thank you. It's cute.
You're still a big really name, though, in my eyes. You're still a big name, because... Like, I haven't had the gigs you've had. So, for me, when people have done things that I haven't achieved yet, that's still big.
Oh, that's lovely. And you know what? That's a really good way to look at it, actually. Because, yeah, I'm saying that, but yeah, I feel the same about, like, you and other people. Like, oh my God, yeah, it's nice. But isn't that nice that we're all supportive and we all look up to each other? And it's nice to hear, because you think you're in one lane, and it's nice to see that someone else is looking up to you. Like, it's really cool.
Definitely. So how do you get into DJing world and under? Okay, so the first thing I'd say is that, one, it can't just be for the money. I know it's a job, but you can't just look at it as the money perspective straight away. But I don't know, it's just networking, in my opinion. I don't know. What's your take on that one?
How do you get into the DJ world? Not a lot of money. Getting into the DJ world is... I think it was easier for me because I worked in a bar, but I think it is difficult if you're not in that kind of industry. And earning a lot of money, when you know, please share it with me.
You know what? It's just a brand. Like, it's your whole brand, and it's your whole self. Like, you got, like, with your production, that's why it's a good thing as well, because once you got a song out there, there'll be more to come, and more people will recognize you for your name and not just for you DJing. It's like a whole thing. Coming with it, you're getting a lot of things, not just you DJing.
And also
with your radio stuff, like, do you think that's helped you a lot on the mic, or were you already good with the mic skills?
Oh my God, I'm really glad you brought this up, actually. So I had, like, the biggest phobia of using a microphone. If I was in a busy nightclub and it was busy, with the energy, I could say, like, little things, like put your hands in the air or introduce an artist and say things like that.
You drop your car keys in the bar. Girls, collect your heels.
Or Dorman, there's a fire on the dance floor. And cut the music.
Sarah, your mum's looking for you.
I was terrified, especially when with the smaller crowd. I didn't have the skill. Like, I didn't have the skill to... I find it nervous. Like, I'm a very confident person, and I find it really easy to talk. But suddenly put a microphone in front of me, and I was like, but it has become so much easier with the radio. I'm looking forward to going back out and playing, because I think I'm a better DJ all round for this time now. So it has helped massively, because it's cringe listening back to your own voice sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Where's the coolest party where you have been invited to get in?
Oh,
like get into DJing, or
I don't know, as in, like, just anywhere, or coolest party. I can't think. I've had some good nights out, but I probably can't tell you about them all.
explicit content on that's an after hours thing. That's not during the day. I don't promote that sort of thing on this platform.
I can't even think of it, like, last time I went out, let alone.
Okay, what's the best gig you've done?
I would say stick with Tottenham still. The first time I got to play there and walk into the stadium.
Best club?
Nightclub. Ministry of Sound. Yeah. I was in the small room. I was in the small room.
Yeah, everyone says Ministry. That's the thing.
Oh, God. It was amazing. Yeah, I was in, like, a little room and it wasn't very busy. It was just my friends in there, I think.
Yeah.
But the sound system was amazing. And when I walked through the entry, I felt like I'd made it. I was like, up here, I've got my headphones in my bag. Yeah, my USBs, let's go. Yeah, Ministry.
What is it about Ministry, though?
I think it's because, as a brand, it's something that's been around for such a long time. And, yeah, just walking into the club and seeing the logo and everything. You know, you grow up buying the CDs and all the different mixes and stuff. But to walk in to the actual club that's like, the brand has come from this place and be there, and whether knowing that how many, like, incredible DJs have, like, been in the same booth that you, well, not me, but they're probably in the other room, but then, I mean, you know what I mean, like, yeah, it's it's really cool.
So how do you kind of utilize your social media, one, through this period, and two, just in general, to get your following up there and get your name up there and stuff like that? So how have you done that?
It's been a bit of luck, really. Again, with going back to the female thing, I think it has been a bit easier for me because people have gone, oh, female DJ. It's not something I see every day. So I think that's gone in my favour, to be honest. But apart from that, just doing what I'm doing. I deleted a lot of posts. I used to post a bit more and stuff. And I deleted a lot of, like, old photos because I was doing maybe gigs that, again, this is another conversation, actually. It's hard because things are on there for a long time and you're worried that if someone, as a promoter, might look at it and go, oh, I'm not going to take her seriously as a house DJ because she used to do, like, at the disco room or something like that. And they don't.
That's what I was actually going to ask as well. Yeah. Like,
I've deleted so much
stuff. DJ, how hard is it?
Hard.
Like, when you know, like, when the people know you used to DJ with this type of music, or you still do R&B hip-hop, like, how hard is it actually to get a gig as a house DJ?
It's really hard, really hard, because I am a house DJ. I live, eat, breathe house music. But to become a full-time DJ, I had to kind of say goodbye to it and put it on the side for a very long time. It's only kind of recently I've started playing it again. Yeah. I'm still not getting the house bookings that I want yet, but I'm working my way there. Mm. And with my show, I get to play the music that I like as well. So, it's helpful. But, yeah, it is really difficult. I'm very conscious of how people might perceive me on social media, because I don't want it to affect, oh, well, I'm not going to book her for this because she used to be associated with that, which is a really horrible attitude to have. But, sadly, that is how it happens as well.
It's so hot. Literally, like, it's just so hard what to post, because it's like, if you have too much of one genre on your feed, people are going to be like, oh, so you just play that, or we're not going to book that, as you said, we're not going to book that person because we've just seen all of that on your feed, when we don't see any house or any R&B or any hip-hop or whatever like that. So it's annoying. It's a hard world. Social media is a hard world.
Actually,
it's still something I'm trying to figure out.
It is, and I think we'll always be trying to figure it out. But it's back to the Instagram following. Like, I think I looked at my stats, like 80% of people that follow me are male. So I know how I could gain more followers by posting girly photos and stuff like that to gain followers. Like, I know how I can.
But does your man agree with that?
Well, I don't want to do it because it's not me. It's not me.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad because really, I do know how I can get out there and be more seen, but it's not, I don't want to be seen in that way because that's not me and my branding. Like, so yeah, it is difficult. It's trying to sort of, I know my market, but I don't want that to be my market. I want love it to be 50-50, But yeah, it is really difficult. And also back to the gig thing, one of the best gigs actually I think I've ever done in my life, thinking about it now, was I got to support Sub Focus and Sigma, who are obviously drum and bass DJs, and that was probably one of the best nights of my life, because I had to warm up, like I played a good warm up set. Obviously they came on and absolutely shut the place down, like it was unreal. And then I had to go on after and keep the crowd there for an hour, which I did. And like that was for me, that's an amazing achievement.
That must have been mad. That's crazy.
I love drum and bass. Like, I love drum and bass. Like house with a bass line as well. Like it's brilliant. But for me, that was such a good point of my career. But it's not something I want to shout about all the time, because then again, I'm scared people think, oh, is she a bass line DJ or a drum and bass DJ?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is very difficult.
So do you look to branding as a big thing for a DJ? Do you think that, like, let's say a female DJ or just whoever approached you, would you look at their branding first and how they come across as before you even look at their mixing?
Yeah, sadly, I would now. If someone had a really poor quality logo on as their Instagram, you know, it was all distorted, they could be the best DJ in the world. But if and all their photos were just, if it was just messy, like that doesn't reflect them at all as a person or their technical ability. But sadly, we all do. Like we would, wouldn't we? We'd look at it and go,
okay, hold on, I'm gonna go sort out my feed. I need to go delete some things now.
What's wrong?
No. My feed is a bit messy anyway. I need to sort that out.
What's happened?
No, I'm saying my feed on Instagram is a bit messy.
Oh.
So I was like, hold on, I'm going to go delete some things.
I thought you were talking about the comments, and I was like, what's happening?
No, I'm just saying no, because I'm just joking.
No, sorry, I missed it. Oh, Mr. Joe. No,
You're a bit late.
Really late. I can't even blame the lag, because there was no lag. I started scrolling the comments.
There was no lag.
No, your Instagram's banging. Oh, I had a little, always have a little look on there, see what you're up to. It's great.
I'm not up to much. I'm really not up to much.
Well, who you're interviewing and stuff, it's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've been the most active ever during this period. Like, people who know me would know that I don't touch Instagram before this. Like, before this whole period, I'd maybe post, like, once every 2-3 weeks.
It's because it's very fake. Like, for me, it's not fake, sorry. Some people make a career out of it, and that's brilliant. But for me, I have a good time with my friends, and my phone doesn't really come out my bag. I'm not really one for, we've got to get a picture. But I feel like I have to post it to stay relevant for my career.
It.
So when you see me posting and stuff, if you know the real me, like it's not natural. Like, I want to share this with everyone. I need to stay relevant. I'm doing it for work. And then sometimes I like to share pictures of my dog, because who wouldn't want to see my dog? but yeah, with the work thing, yeah, it's very regimented. Like, I've got, I need to post something today, and.
I get thrown sometimes by these, like, there's certain DJs who I know, not naming any names, but go to a club, video the DJ booth, but at, like, they're DJing, and then say they're DJing. And so I get thrown, I'm like, So, like, it actually happened on an interview, but I don't actually have it because Instagram deleted, like, so basically now the whole new update is that it just saves to your IGTV straight away.
Right, yeah.
So, you know how before I could post it up and it will, but anyway, so, I could save the video. I can't save the video. It just goes straight to IGTV. Anyway, so, I was like, you did this gig. And they were like, I was just there. Like,
really?
Just there.
I'm gonna
stand
in the booth. I'm gonna get to the club early and stand in the booth.
I don't want to do that. Why am I gonna use like another DJ and then be like, yeah, I DJ'd there.
No, I'm joking, but it's good for content. If you haven't got any content, you should just go out one day and take
that's
pictures.
That's the fakest content, though. I don't really want that content.
You actually do that. That's amazing. You mean like.
People do that. They like stories. They'll go
in their stories or in actual photos, like.
No, in their stories as well and photos, they'll put, I had an amazing time at this venue, but it'll be videos of them by the DJ booth, like in front of the decks, but I wouldn't see anything happening.
Oh, that's really funny.
I'm just assuming So I'm just assuming from my point of view that they DJed there. You get me? Yeah. Like, I'm not really going to say, oh, no, that's fake.
But they could have gone to the club, and if you are a DJ, you're more likely to know the DJ, and they may have come to see the DJ and stood in the booth, and then as you do, because I've done that, I've gone out, and you're like, oh, my God, it's cool, like, you're videoing the DJ, and there, and...
Yeah, but I would video the DJ, that's what you just said, video the DJ, there was no video of the DJ, but you could see, like, I'm not even going to say any more names, I'm not going
to
say any names, because it's
each
just, I can't
own.
Be doing this, but, like, you could see, like, the headphone jack onto the other side, like, being pulled to,
okay.
like, the, where the DJ was. So it's like, I analyse things sometimes.
It's funny though.
No, mean... like, so, so like, DJs, be careful if you're watching. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Nah, to be honest, like, you know what, after this period, I've done the groundwork of networking. Like, networking never stops, as you know.
It's so nice. I got to meet you today and stuff. It's really lovely. So, yeah.
No, definitely. Like, but we need to do it. I'm going to make sure we'll do another one scheduled there.
Yes.
So I can actually post it up because I don't. Like, I'll post this up, but, like, I don't want to proper promote this one.
You
want to
post
like,
it up, but you don't want to post it up.
No, I'll say it. No, it's because, like, obviously it's so disjointed. Like, the first, you know, so I want to do a proper one where there's no nothing. There's no, like, fuzziness or anything. But no,
it's again. And I'm really looking forward to it because I really was looking forward to this. So thank you so much for having me on. It's been nice.
You know what? I really appreciate you like reaching out and just saying like this is good. Like I want to get involved because I just need feedback. Like I know I've got good feedback anyway, but it's just like I need people like because I need that kind of feedback now because I know that this is a trend, right? As in the Instagram lives. So. And I know a lot of people are less tuning in now because it's getting to the end of quarantine. It's getting to people going back to work, blah, blah, blah. So I just need the feedback where it's going to keep me going.
Yeah, of course.
And it's good. I mean, it's still good that I've still got DJs wanting to do it, which is good. So it's not like I'm not stopping, but...
I don't think you'll run out of people that want to speak to you because you're really good. Like, you're really good. Did you do interviews before lockdown or did it just start now?
No, so this is the funniest thing. So 8 weeks ago when I started, my interview was 10 minutes long. Like,
wow.
And people who were there from the start will know, and it was the most, I'm not going to be rude about the person I was interviewing, but I was boring myself, like, I couldn't really make a conversation, like, I'm good at conversation in real life, but on an Instagram live, it's totally different, right?
It's distracting, because you've got comments coming up, and then, can I hear you properly, and the lag, and, yeah,
it wasn't even the comments, it was just, like, I had no one, because obviously, no one really knows, everyone kind of thought it was, like, I was just doing some random thing here. And I'm not going to name names again, but there's certain DJs that aired my message when I first put it out there who I've interviewed now because they saw it doing well and they were like, oh, no, I want to get on it. So that's the thing. It's crazy to see that there's certain people that didn't want to put themselves there because they thought it was there. And then now that it's kind of like there-ish, they've jumped on it.
Whatever. You got all the good ones on here. We're all good people. We believe in what you're doing. It's brilliant. It's
definitely
lovely.
So when's your track coming out? When's the track?
The track? Well,
yeah.
I think it'll be a while. I've got like bits of things put together, but I need to learn way more so I can finish anything. That's one thing I'm missing is being able to like meet up with someone and sit with them and learn that way because I find it hard to learn off YouTube videos. So as soon as lockdown's over, I can get an actual studio with someone, show me what I'm doing. Like,
I think studios are opening up soon, though.
Yes!
I think Pirate Studios
yes!
are opening up.
Yes!
Pirate Studio, I got an email, Pirate Studios open up in the next 2 weeks or something like that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm there.
But you can only have one person in the thing or two people from the same household.
Fair enough. That's pretty cool.
You can just say the person you're working with lives with you, it's fine.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're gonna monitor that though. I don't know how they'll monitor who's in the what studio and whatever. But we'll see how that goes.
It's got to be seen to be doing their bits, and I mean, we just want them to open.
Do you think lockdown's being eased too quickly, or do you think it's the right time?
Oh, I don't know. I think this is a whole nother discussion for another day if we're talking about lockdown. And all of that, because I think the whole thing was dealt with the wrong way. But hey, yeah. I'm not a politician. I don't know. I don't understand. But hopefully, people like the. Spike in the thing.
I just got a call. Sorry.
Take the call.
Sorry, I had a call. Sorry. My bad. Sorry, I'm just very important. No. We're gonna end it in a bit anyway, so it's fine. I was trying to hold down for as long as possible until I got a call. No, it's because I'm doing two jobs plus DJing at the moment because I've never had the gigs to do the DJing by itself. So I'm working with my second job, so I'm just getting calls here and there. So yeah, it's just
job.
It's a bit. So one, I work in a hotel in central London.
Nice.
And then the second job, I'm working with my dad. That's another long thing, but basically he does plastic surgery and stuff. So
wow, that's so cool.
So I'm working with him. So it's just calls endlessly all night, all day. Like it's just it's long, but we don't need to get into that one.
At least you're busy.
I don't want to, but that's the thing. I don't want to be busy, and that's the mentality I've had, and that's probably why I haven't had the gigs because I don't go out there to search for them. Like, I just wait till they come to me, and that's probably why I haven't had enough gigs to make DJing my only source of income.
Well, you're a great DJ, and when you can go back out, give yourself a bit.
Have you listened to my mixes yet?
Yeah, I want to watch some of your live stuff. Love it. It's brilliant.
Okay, cool. I was just thinking, like, how do you know?
Well, it's on the internet. I'm not seeing you live. I'm not going to lie and say I saw you last week because I didn't. But yeah, of course. You should definitely keep doing what you're doing. And when lockdown's over, get out there and go to places.
But, like, definitely, I will do. But like, hopefully after lockdown, if you're still in UK, then we'll definitely meet up and 100%. I'll come through for a set as well. That'd be good.
I'd absolutely love to. We have to go out for a drink and stuff, definitely. And everyone else that's joined us, we'll go for a drink and have a chat. It'd be lovely.
But yeah, we'll schedule a proper one for next week.
Yes.
I'll DM you. I'll DM you and we'll schedule a proper one so there's no disjointedness.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
And we'll just restart the thing. But yeah, thank you. Hope you're okay. Yeah, and hope you're staying safe, Amy. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll speak to you really soon.
Yeah, definitely. See you.
Bye.